Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The gender pay gap appears to be once again widening. That's according to an analysis by Bankrate. With me now, Bankrate data analyst Alex Gailey. Alex, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me here for this conversation.
What are you seeing when it does come to the wage difference between men and women right now?
Well, we looked at more than 60 years of Census Bureau data to see when working women might finally earn what men do. And in our analysis, we basically found out that the answer is likely not anytime soon. So if trends from the past few decades hold, pay equity won't arrive for at least another generation or two. And I really think this is a reality check on how slow progress has been and how far we still have to go. And if you zoom in, even in the last 2 years, we've seen the pay gap has widened. And that is likely due to some data normalizations, but we also have to consider potential AI impacts or even just return to office and how that's potentially impacting women in the workforce.
What is that pay gap right now?
So the pay gap, as of the latest data available, which is 2024, went back down to 81 cents on the dollar. It was up to 84 cents on the dollar in 2022. So you can see that it did drop a couple of cents, and that might not seem like a big deal, but a couple of cents can translate to hundreds of thousands of dollars that women in the workforce are losing out on because of that pay gap.
You mentioned some likely reasons. Are there other reasons for this wage gap?
So if we zoom out, there are a lot of reasons for the pay gap, and it's very layered. I would say one of the biggest reasons that we see it is because there is occupational and industrial segregation. So women tend to be overrepresented in lower paying fields and jobs, whereas the opposite is true for men. And that is a large part when you zoom out and look at the whole workforce. You see that women on average are earning less than men, but that doesn't tell the entire story. The motherhood penalty, which is essentially a phenomenon where women are penalized after having children in the workforce in terms of pay, that's certainly playing a role. There's also, you know, there is still bias and discrimination and barriers to promotion that women are facing. And so a lot of what we see in the data is just that the systems in place aren't really made for women to support them advancing in the workforce. And a lot of times women are just having to try to figure out how they can best manage all these things on their own.
Is it worse for minorities?
It is worse for women of color. We do see much wider pay gaps for those specific groups of women. And so it is important to call out that, and that our projection is showing that the pay gap likely will not close evenly across groups. We see with Black women, they are earning 67 cents on the dollar when compared to their white male counterparts. And that is even wider for Hispanic women at 58 cents on the dollar. So not only do they face barriers when it comes to gender, but they also have barriers when it comes to their race and ethnicity that just make this a lot more complicated when it in terms of trying to figure out how to close it faster.
Are there steps that women can take to try to improve their financial security, even with the findings that you've brought to us?
Yes, there certainly are. I would encourage women to really take charge of their career and their finances. And that can look a lot. That can look different depending on who you're talking to, of course. But when I spoke to financial planners who've spent years advising women, their top tip for women to build their careers, build wealth, really boils down to four things. A lot of women have a fear of investing, and that fear is very expensive. So you need to start investing today. And secondly, women tend to respond more positively to community and social support. So a lot of that fear of investing comes from lack of financial knowledge. So focus on building up your financial literacy, and you might feel more motivated to do that through community. I would also say a lot of women fall into the permission trap, permission to ask for higher pay, permission to go after those bigger jobs, permission to take financial action. So I want women to not fall into that permission trap and ask for what they're worth in the workplace. And then lastly, but I would say really important, is to keep normalizing talking about money so that you're not only helping the women around you, or, you know, even it's really important that men are part of this conversation as well, but you're also helping future generations of women.
Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Bankrate data analyst Alex Gailey joining us on KMOX.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.